With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The announced resignation of two members of Congress this week could affect the balance of power in the House of Representatives.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell said he will leave Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations. And a short time later on Monday evening, Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas announced his retirement after recently admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. Given the razor-thin GOP majority in the House, the timing of the Swalwell and Gonzalez departures and who wins the special elections could shift the balance of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lebanese people are anticipating the outcome of a Lebanon-Israel meeting in Washington.
Residents in Beirut say they're not opposed to direct talks with Israel, but many express pessimism that they would not be fruitful. Beirut resident Bilal Keber tells the AP, "I'm with peace. This must eventually be resolved. Otherwise, the two sides will keep striking each other." While Haytham Kaya, another resident, says he hopes that there will be a good outcome from the talks, but that he'd never seen negotiations involving Lebanon be successful. The militant Hezbollah group has urged the state to pull out of discussions in Washington, the first such negotiations in decades. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The two-hour talks today concluded on an upbeat note. The Kennedy Center's new executive director, Matt Floca, is leading tours to show the building's need for major repairs. These tours highlight water damage and issues with a HVAC system and parking garages. Another good day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 317 points. The Nasdaq rose 455. The S&P advanced 81. Oil dropped to about $92 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling in their future.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others. The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds that 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their gifts to serve God and the people around them. That's up sharply from 2012, when less than 60% of respondents said so. This is SRN News. A Tesla executive expects the company's Shanghai factory to help pave the way for mass production of humanoid robots.
The comments by a Tesla vice president in Shanghai come as the U.S. electric vehicle giant pivots to robotics. While the Shanghai facilities are expected to play a key role as Tesla enters the era of robots, there are no specifics. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is urging a focus on AI and robotics and a reduced concentration on car sales. Tesla earlier decided to convert a California factory to produce its Optimus robots. Rich Thomason reporting.
7-Eleven expects to close hundreds of its convenience stores this year. According to earnings filings published last week, 7-Eleven's North American operator plans to close 645 stores in the 2026 fiscal year. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.